You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. And check out Dr. Oz and Dr. Roizen's website, youbeauty.com. Here are Joe Galewski, Dr. Deb Lonser, and of course, Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Well, thank you for listening. It's the Passionate Radio Show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. It is you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. He's the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. Dr. Deb Lonser will not be with us today. She'll be with us soon. But I'm Joe Galewski, and thank you for listening here today. Easy to join the show, 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211. Or the popular way to correspond is typically email, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. Coming up in this hour, it's our guest at 34 past the hour. You may be familiar with her. And we'll mention her coming up in a minute, plus also the top medical news stories of the week. Here's Dr. Mike Roizen. How are you, my friend?
I am great. You know, this is a book that was a, the guest is, we'll tell you her name in a little bit, her name, and her daughter is also a co-author of this book, and it is Saving Each Other. It's the story of a mystery illness, a search for a cure, and a mother-daughter love story. It is a remarkable book. It was incredible. I literally could not put it down. And Victoria Jackson writes on the regular pages, and then in italics, interspersed in the journal form, are the stories of Allie, Allie Guthrie, and yes, there, Victoria is married to Bill Guthrie of Guthrie Renker. Victoria is the person who has the very, very successful cosmetics or makeup line. And in fact, the this is a just a powerful story, the way they write it, about the illness that Allie, the daughter, developed, and the attempt to now get to and cure this very rare disease and what's happened since. And it just was an exciting page turner where someone in medicine, I'll bet it is for even more so for someone not in medicine.
You'll hear from Victoria Jackson at 34 past the hour. She revolutionized the beauty world as leading, as Mike said, Hollywood makeup artist turned infomercial pioneer with her husband and an entrepreneur in the cosmetics industry, Victoria Jackson Cosmetics. So she's our guest coming up at 34 past the hour. Our first hour, of course, another Real Age Tip of the Week for the first hour. And you have a plan for that before we do it, before the end of the hour?
Well, we can. We should almost vote on it. I should have people vote on which they prefer to hear first. But it, the two tips today are reaping the health benefits of sleep, how you can get them, and peppermint oil, what it really is good for.
Okay, I like sleep if my vote counts for anything, but
yours is a determining vote today, then.
I went to see Wicked the other night, and here in town, and got home about 11 p.m., and then got up at about 1.
You hardly had time to go to any sleep.
I should have just gone to the studio, but I had to take my wife home. I don't think she wanted to stay at the station all night long, but yeah, so 2 hours sleep the other night, but you don't want to do it that often. But I don't know if you've ever seen Wicked before, but it's well worth seeing. It's a tremendous, tremendous play.
Listen, I have seen Wicked.
Yeah, it's terrific. The top five medical stories we'll cover this week. There are more, but the top five go like this: grapefruit is not a good thing to take when you take your medication. Dr. Mike will tell you why. Palm scanners are getting thumbs up in schools and hospitals. Aspirin may reduce risks for liver cancer and even dying from liver disease.
It does reduce risk.
Okay. And what soda has a connection to with regard to a certain men's cancer? Plus, is burning calories easier when you burn it with a mate? Those are the top five stories, and there are more. We'll get to these as many as we can. We should do a weekly flu update because It is, it's blooming all across the country, isn't it?
Well, it's now at its third highest it's ever been in the last 8 years, and that includes the swine flu year. So, and at this time of year, for this very week, it is higher than it has ever been in the United States. So that we have records on it. So this is the highest. Now, this is much earlier. Normally, the flu peaks in the first or second week of February. This is obviously the third and fourth week of November that we have the reports for. And it is at its highest level it has ever been at this time of year. That portends a very, very severe flu season, because if you look at the trajectory, it looks like it's going up. Now, the good news is if you haven't gotten a flu shot, you probably have 2 to 3 weeks to get it. But this flu is started, it looks like it started in Texas and Louisiana and has marched through the rest of the South, every state in the South now, with the exception of, I think it's Missouri, Arkansas and Oklahoma. Oklahoma isn't really the South, but every state in the South is now at very high levels, and it has marched through Kentucky, Ohio, Illinois, Missouri, as I said, and it is coming up to the Northeast. So New York has a moderate level, and you told me in your county there were 600 and some confirmed, or 600 and some cases reported. That's up, that's compared to none, zero at this time of last year.
Well, one county has 600 cases. All of last flu season, they had 320. In the county I'm in Onondaga County, there have been 200 cases reported so far. Last year, up until this time, there were none. So, and now you said get your flu shot. You have 2 or 3 weeks to get the flu shot. Why only 2 or 3 weeks?
No. Meaning it takes 2 or 3 weeks to be effective.
Okay.
So
yeah.
Please get it as soon as possible. Because remember, the peak still is in that late January, early February period. And so we aren't at the peak yet, but this is time to get protection.
Well, if it's in so early, might it be gone early? Or will it just last as long as a flu season normally lasts?
Well, it might be gone early. There are very few cases, very few instances that I can find in the last 12 years' data where, in fact, it disappeared early, if you will. So the only time I can find it peaked before January is the swine flu year, where it peaked in mid-October. But even at this time in the swine flu year, you know which year the swine flu year was, Joe?
Mm. Gee, I was
2009-10.
Okay.
And even at that time, it was pretty darn high through mid-February. So it wasn't as high as it was very intense in late September, early October in 2009-10. But this is, in fact, the highest it's been at this date that we have recorded history. It was higher this year at that date than even in 2009-10.
What was the H1N1 year? Was that just a couple of years ago?
No, that's the swine flu year.
Oh, that's the swine flu.
Yeah.
I saw a commercial on TV today or yesterday about, like Tamiflu. We talked about Tamiflu before. Are those kind of medications effective if you don't get a flu shot?
Tamiflu helps shorten the duration of the flu. It is an antiviral, but it doesn't eliminate, and it isn't. You don't use it before you get the flu. It has a fair bit of side effects, so
yeah.
It's not a benign drug. But it is effective at shortening the flu, and I like to say it's as effective as is chicken soup.
Okay, so it doesn't prevent it, but when you get it, it kind of lessens the symptoms of it. Okay. All right, coming up
right,
after the break. Yeah, go ahead, Mike, quickly.
And it is effective against the flus we don't know about. So worst comes to worst, you get a very severe case of flu, you can still take Tamiflu.
All right, some of the top medical stories of the week coming up with Dr. Mike. Stay with us. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranty Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card. Good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Ensure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranty Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.
Downsized, outsourced, pink slipped, afraid of losing your home? Forbes magazine named our company one of the top 10 business ideas of 2012, where ordinary people are creating extraordinary incomes.
Hi, I am Elena from Miami. I was a traditional business owner with all the headaches that come with that. But I replaced that multiple franchise income working from home full-time, and I spent all the time I want with my son.
Get out of the rat race. Work from home and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hi, David from Boston. I was in the real estate industry for 12 years when the bottom completely fell out of that business. I really had my back against the wall with five young kids depending on me. I've now been in this business for less than a full year, and I'm actually better off today, income-wise, than I was in my best year ever in real estate.
Go to OneOccupyWealth.com now and change your life today. That's the number OneOccupyWealth.com. OneOccupyWealth.com. Start earning great money as soon as next week.